Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
We finally found Journey's friends. Though she seems happy, I can tell there is still something beneath the surface. I hope she'll be okay. Walking into the settlement here was beyond what I imagined. People were everywhere, doing all kinds of different jobs. Farming, building, cooking, and there were even kids running around in the distance. There had to be at least 70 people here. Way more than we thought. Part of me was excited about all of it. There is always a dark cloud moving over our reality.
Oh my god, you guys got a lot going on here. So many people.
Yeah, it's honestly amazing how everyone pulled together when it all started.
How is it all even possible? I assumed everybody would have avoided grouping up.
At first, yeah. Then the military came through and got started on a safe zone. They started the hospital and eventually blocked off a lot of downtown.
Where is the military now? I don't see any soldiers around.
After about a month, they were all told to ship out. I don't know why, but they left in a huge hurry. They left a lot of equipment when they ditched, though, so we had a lot to work with.
They just up and left?
Pretty much. Luckily for us, though, one of our local police guys took charge and got everything buttoned up. He even does town meetings to discuss what the next move should be.
Who is it?
Cameron Swift. He was like 3 grades ahead of us in school. Great guy, and he's done a great job so far. We'll meet him later. He's out on a supply run.
Who's in charge when he's gone, then?
Believe it or not, Brandon is.
What? The same Brandon that used to whine every time we went on camping trips?
Yep, the one and only. He's actually doing a great job at it, if you can believe that.
Well, he is pretty clever, and he's always loved strategy and planning games.
Who knew it would come in handy? Is your friend okay?
I don't know. He's been alone for a while before I found him. Hey, Ryan, you okay?
What? Yeah, I'm fine. Just trying to adjust to all of this.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. A lot more people than we thought, huh?
Yeah. A little too many.
What?
Nothing. So, what's the plan?
Well, I'm taking you guys to get settled. I figured while you guys are getting adjusted, I'd go and grab everyone else. So we can catch you up on everything.
Yeah, I don't want to just carry this stuff around.
I said I could help.
I said it was fine. We were planning on staying anyways.
Here, This is where most of us are staying. We have a couple of spare rooms available, so you can put your stuff over there.
You okay with separate rooms?
Huh? Yeah, that's fine. Here, I'll take my bag.
Okay. If you need any help with Hope, just let me know.
I think we'll be fine for the night. I should probably change her before she decides to fall asleep, though.
Here, you can take this one. And Journey, yours is right across the hall.
Thanks.
I'll be close by if you need anything.
Okay. I'll wait until you all get together. You probably want to catch up.
One last thing. I'll have our doc swing by to screen you both before we all meet up.
Why? We're obviously fine. There's no need for that.
It's protocol for new arrivals. We have a lot of people here and we have to make sure they're all safe.
Brian, it's fine. I'll talk to her real quick. Just go get Hope settled in and I'll talk to you in a bit.
If you say so.
What was that about?
How much do you guys know about this virus?
Well, we know if you get bit and you turn. That's as much as we know so far. We do have a couple people who survived bites, but we don't know why.
Okay, that makes this a little easier.
What?
Brian and I both have bites, though he has quite a few more than I do. I understand why he's on edge about having anyone see them.
You both have bites? How?
It's a long story. I don't know how he got as many as he does. But mine came from Kevin and Michael.
You were with them when it happened?
Yeah, it all happened so fast. I could barely keep myself together.
I'm so sorry. It seems like everyone had to go through some rough times when it all started. I can't imagine what you went through.
I almost gave up, but then I stumbled on Brian and Hope. He was in pretty bad shape. And I couldn't just leave him, especially since he had Hope.
That's just who you've always been. I'm glad you guys are safe, though. I'll let the doc know about your situation so you guys can relax. Everything is going to be okay. I'll go and get everyone together. Get yourself settled, and I'll meet you guys in about 20 minutes.
Thanks, Julie. I'll let Brian know. See you in a little bit.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
How'd it go?
It was fine, though I didn't appreciate the way the doc was staring at me.
What do you mean?
He kept looking at me like some kind of freak.
How many bites do you have?
15. Why?
He was probably just amazed you were still alive, all things considered.
I guess. Still, I don't like being looked at that way.
I'm sorry.
How many did you have?
I've only got 4, so not too many.
Where is everyone? I thought you'd all be together right now.
They should be here any minute now. That's probably them.
Is Hope asleep?
Yeah, she's in the bedroom, on the bed.
Okay, I'm gonna check up on her real quick while you catch up with your friends.
Okay.
Oh my god! Journey!
Sarah, I'm so glad you're okay.
What about us?
Yeah, what are we, chop liver?
As far as I knew, yeah.
It's good to see you. Julie kind of filled us in on everything. How you holding up?
I'm just fine. Living day by day, just like everyone else.
I'm glad you made it. I'm sorry to hear about Kevin and Michael. If you need to talk, we're here for you.
So, who's this other guy you've brought with you?
Oh, Brian? He's checking on his daughter Hope right now. He should be out in a second.
Doc filled me in on the both of you. I'm honestly surprised he is still alive.
He told you?
Yeah, as I'm second in command, he kind of had to. It's not like we have doctor-patient confidentiality here anymore.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're in command now. Just be nice to him, okay? He's been through hell.
Don't worry. He's safe here. We will not treat him any differently unless he starts to show signs of changing. The same goes for you.
Brandon, just stop already. We get it. You have power. Just be happy we have our friend back.
Babe, calm down. I don't think he means any harm by it.
It's fine. I'm happy to see you. We've got a lot of people to look after. I will have to inform Cameron when he gets back, though.
Brian and I already discussed that. Where's Julie?
She was right behind us. Hold on. There she is. What took you so long?
Oh, Ginny was just filling me in on the crops.
Everything good?
Yeah, she was just wondering if we should expand the gardens again.
I already told her. That was next week's goal.
She's old, Brandon. You have to give her a little time to remember.
So, it seems we're all here. Should we get down to business?
Oh, Brian. Is she still asleep?
Yeah, she's sleeping pretty hard. Is this everyone?
Yeah. Brian, meet Sarah, John, and Brandon. Guys, this is Brian.
It's nice to meet you, Brian.
Yeah. Thanks for helping Journey.
Glad you three made it somewhat safe.
Brandon, what did I say?
What?
It's fine, Journey. I heard what he said. I understand the position he's in.
Look, I'm not trying to be an ass. I just need to look after everyone's safety, including you guys.
Dude, you could approach it a little more delicately, though.
I'm sorry. It's good to see you're okay. I'm Brandon, second in command here. If you have any questions, just ask.
It's good to meet all of you. So, why are we all meeting like this?
Is there something going on that we should know about?
There is actually a lot happening right now.
Yeah, between keeping this zone in safe working order, we've run into a few problems.
What kind of problems?
Well, for starters, our scouts have been noticing an increase in the numbers of infected. We've been trying to lure them away with our scouts to anywhere we can block them out.
I take it it's not going too well.
No, it's been working pretty good.
The problem is these new types that started showing up. On top of the slow and fast ones, there's this other one. It comes in the mist.
Mistwalkers?
You've seen them before?
Yeah, they can be very difficult to deal with. Then there's the other type, too.
Your poppers?
Poppers? What the hell is that?
After a while, the ones that spew that mist-like stuff get these growths on them that stop the mist from coming out. It causes their bodies to bloat like a balloon. And when you hit them or shoot them, they pop.
Wow. It sounds like you've seen a lot.
It almost sounds like that one game.
Oh, you mean like Halo?
Yeah, it's like the Flood.
What?
Oh, it's an old console game that we used to play.
Nerds.
We haven't seen those kinds yet. Just the Mistwalker ones. We lost a couple of our scouts when they got too close, so we've been trying to eliminate any we see.
That's probably a good idea.
Is that all?
No, we have an even bigger problem that's been going on.
What's a bigger problem than that?
There's another group causing problems for us. They started as a small group of raiders, but after one of our scouts followed them, they found out they aren't small at all. There's over 80 of them, and they have been threatening to attack if we don't hand over control.
We can't do that. From what we've heard, they aren't good people.
No. They are monsters who only take what pleases them and kill whoever doesn't fall in line.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust any of them. I've had to deal with a few before.
What do you mean?
I had to kill them.
What? You had to kill them?
Yes. You don't want to know what they do to women if they find them.
That makes me sick.
Yeah, that's why Cameron went on a supply run. He's trying to round up as many weapons as he can so we can defend this place.
Why not relocate somewhere safer?
With the amount of elderly and kids we have, it wouldn't be easy. We can't take such a huge risk.
There has to be a way to deal with them without putting everyone in danger.
We've all had ideas, but we don't know if any of them will work.
We don't have enough ammo to take them on. If we could set up traps, we might be able to cause some damage to their numbers.
There are still way more of them that can fight than we've got.
Brandon, we've got incoming.
What is it?
Infected are moving in, and one of those new types are among them.
I'll be right there. You guys stay here, I'll be back.
Nope, I'm coming with you.
I'm coming too. Journey, could you keep an eye on Hope, please? I need to see this new kind.
Sure, just be careful. Julie, Sarah, you staying with me?
Of course, yeah.
Fine, let's go.
We walked outside and headed for an area between the hotel and the gas station. To a spot where makeshift walls were erected and lined with stages of scaffolding to make an area to walk along the top. Once we were up on the wall looking out, you could see the approaching danger. Like an early morning fog, the streets down Cedar were blanketed in a hazy mist. Walking out of it were your typical TZs and rabbits, except for one figure lurking in the back. The only thing you could see was the silhouette of the thing, but you could tell it was something straight out of a nightmare.
How many can you see?
I count 9, plus the new type.
I'll go tell the other guards to focus on the normal ones.
What's the plan for dealing with the Mistwalker?
Well, it's a little tricky, to be honest. We can't get too close to it. We have to take it out before it gets any closer. Aaron, you got the bottles?
Yeah, right here.
How's your throwing arm?
It's decent. Why?
Think you can hit it with one of these?
Are those Molotovs?
Kind of. They're just glass bottles full of anything flammable we could find. One thing we've learned so far is that they hate fire.
How are you lighting them on fire?
Huh. We've got a couple ways of doing it. Flaming arrows for one, and if they get too close, we have these nifty shells left over from the military called Dragon's Breath. We don't have too many of those left, though, so we use them sparingly.
All right, I'll give this a try.
Damn, missed.
Try again. That was pretty close.
Okay, here we go. Got it.
What now?
Grab a bow and let's light it up.
Is it dodging our shots?
Yeah, they can be tricky bastards.
The others have almost taken care of the normal ones. Need a hand?
Yeah. This one's pretty quick.
Damn it. Dodged again.
Let's try to time our shots one after another. Shit! I can't see it anymore.
Where'd it go?
It ran behind that building over there. Damn it! I can't get a shot!
What's that sound?
Ah, shit!
Damn it. I wasn't expecting him back so soon.
Who?
Cameron. He's the one in charge.
Looks like he could use a hand.
Sir, be careful. This one is a lot faster than the others we've dealt with.
Oh, so you're having trouble with it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you soak it already?
Yeah, we got a direct hit with a bottle.
I'll take it from here then. Over now.
Stand down, guys. He's got it from here.
I thought you said it's not good to get too close.
Well, he's an exception.
I guess you could say you and him have something in common.
What? He has bites too?
Yeah.
I feel like he thinks it makes him invincible. See? There he goes.
What the hell was that?
That was Dragon's Breath. It's a type of round that shoots a huge blast of fire. Normally it wouldn't be used like this, but he came up with an effective way of using it.
All right, coming to the gate. Is everything else taken care of?
All clear. We'll open the gates when you get close.
All right, see you soon.
Well, let's go.
This is going to be fun.
Should I go back to the room?
Nah, you should come and meet Cameron. He'll want to talk to you.
Okay.
Don't worry. He's a little eccentric, but he's a good guy.
Just don't lie about your bites, okay?
Okay.
It's a good thing I came back when I did. I can't believe you had so much trouble with that one.
We had it handled. But they have been getting a little trickier lately.
Yeah, it's getting me a little worried. So I heard we have some newcomers?
Yeah. Remember when we told you about our friend Journey?
Yeah. So, that's who showed up? Who's this been? I don't remember seeing you before.
This is Brian. He came in with Journey.
I'm sure he can speak for himself.
So sorry.
As he said, the name's Brian. Journey and I were traveling together with my daughter.
Oh? Well, I'm glad to hear you all made it safe. The name's Cameron. I'm kind of in charge here. So, I heard you've got quite a few bites on you.
Yeah, take it someone already told you about us?
Let me guess. Scott called you, didn't he?
Ding, ding, ding. You got it right. Honestly, you should have done it. You know I would have understood the situation.
I had it under control. I didn't want a chance giving away your position by trying to contact you.
I guess that makes sense. Anyway, Brian, how long are you planning on staying?
I'm not sure. I haven't quite made up my mind about this place.
Really? You don't think this place is good enough or something?
I didn't say that. It's just been a long time since I've been around so many people.
You've been out there all alone, haven't you? And then you met Journey. All I can say is this place is one of the safest at the moment. I take it they already told you our situation.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what kind of plans you had, but we could sure use any help we can get. If you help us, there might be something we can do to help you.
I scratch your back. You scratch mine, right?
Something like that. However, you might find you actually like it here.
Can I have some time to think it over?
Sure thing. Just don't take too long. We've still got a lot to do. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You can have the night to think it over.
Thank you.
Don't thank me yet. Brandon! Why don't you give me a hand unloading the gear? John, you go do what you normally do.
Okay.
Sure thing. Come on, Brian. I'll walk you back.
All right.
You really should consider it.
I know.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do. It's just you've got a baby with you. I think you both would be safer here. Plus, Journey trusts you. She's pretty good at reading people.
She's been a great friend to me since she found us. I feel like she needs to stay here. Now that she has you guys, I don't know what more I can do to help.
I don't think it's about helping anymore. I think it's about living. I'm not sure what it is you're running from, but I think you should know it's okay to stop running.
I'm not running. I'm just trying to stay alive.
Isn't that the same thing? Look, like I said, just give it some thought. Now, let's get back to the girls.
All right. John did have a point. I've been running for so long that my body can't handle much more. Maybe I should stay. For a little while, at least. I know Hope could use some real time and safety. Can I truly trust all these people, though? Can I trust myself enough to not run away again? So much has happened, and it still hasn't quite hit me. Maybe it's time to finally face it head on. Maybe I can finally be forgiven for what I've done.
Hey guys, everything okay?
Yeah. Brian actually met Cameron, who, believe it or not, played hero again.
What else is new?
I take it he does it a lot?
Yeah, pretty much any chance he gets.
So, what'd you think of the new type? First time seeing one?
Yeah, they're pretty terrifying for how they move. That journey was just pulling my leg, but I guess she was right.
I told you! So how did you guys deal with it?
We set it on fire. It's one of the easiest ways to deal with them.
Oh?
You weren't kidding about the mist, or fog, or whatever it is. I could see how it's more dangerous than the normal ones. How's Hope doing?
She's good. Still sleeping. I just checked on her.
That's good.
Hey, babe. You ready to go?
Yeah. Let's go.
Hey, Julie. You should come, too. We should give them some time to discuss their next move.
Well, that's a good idea. We'll let you guys rest and talk over what you want to do.
All right. I'll meet up with you guys later.
Brian, think about what I said. We could sure use your help.
I will.
Well, we're out of here. You guys have a good night.
Take it easy, guys.
If you need anything, just ask, okay?
Thanks. See you guys.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Ready when you are.
This has been a Mudwalker production, written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian, Jennifer Johnson as Journey, Joshua Johnson as John, Gabe Hodge as Brandon, Andrea Carnegie as Sarah, Samantha Feltz as Julie, Gordon Baker as Cameron and Clint. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for all future updates. The links are in the show notes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.